Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. The willow oak has been named a Louisiana Superplant Selection for fall of 2013, and now is a really great time to plant trees. You might be wondering what a Louisiana Superplant Selection is. Well, the Louisiana Superplant Program is an educational and marketing campaign of the LSU Ag Center, and it highlights tough and beautiful plants that perform well in Louisiana landscapes. New selections are announced every year in the spring and again in the fall. Louisiana superplants have a proven track record and have gone through years of university evaluation and or years of observations by green industry professionals. Louisiana superplants are university tested and industry approved. If you'd like more information on the Louisiana Superplant Program or to find the nurseries in your area where they offer Louisiana superplants, you can go to lsuagcenter.com/superplants or just do an internet search using Louisiana superplants and that'll bring you to the website. Once you get there, click on where to find superplants to find those local nurseries near you where they're being offered. Now, getting back to the willow oak, this is a really great tree and it deserves to be a Louisiana superplant selection. The willow oak is deciduous and it's a native to Louisiana. This is a large growing tree. Like most oaks, are pretty big, and it will eventually reach heights of about 60 to 80 feet tall with a spread of about 40 to 50 feet at maturity. Now, it's going to take a number of decades to reach that mature size, so don't expect something that big in just a few years. But compared to other oaks, they are relatively fast growing, and you'll find that the willow oak doesn't take a long time to develop into a nice shade tree. The growth habit is an upright oval shape, and I think this is really important. We tend to focus so much on growing live oaks, and for very good reasons, the live oak is the most popular of the oaks that we plant in our landscapes. But live oaks have broad spreading canopies, and these canopies can be real issues. They can spread into neighboring yards where they weren't wanted. The low branches can hang out over the street. So live oaks, as a result, require a lot of pruning as they grow and develop to shape them up in the shape that we need them to be. But an oak like a willow oak that has a natural upright oval growth habit requires very little pruning for it to fit well into your average urban lot. So it's a great choice, and really a better choice oftentimes than the broad spreading shape of the live oak tree. All you have to do with a willow oak is, as the years go by, just take off those lower branches slowly over time to raise the canopy up to the height you want it to be. And really, that's about it. That can easily be accomplished by a home gardener, while pruning on a live oak, especially later on as it gets older, has to generally be done by a professional that knows what they're doing. Now, you also want to keep in mind that the willow oak is a deciduous tree, and we prefer deciduous trees when we're planting trees for shade trees. And that's because we want the shade in the summertime to shade our homes and lower our utility bills, help keep our homes from heating up so much. But in the wintertime, when we're heating our homes, we want the sun to shine on our homes and help heat our homes up. So it's a great idea to plant these deciduous trees as our shade trees. And the willow oak is great for this. It drops the leaves in the wintertime and lets the sun shine on your house when we need it to be. And the leaves are really relatively small. They're willow-shaped. That's where the oak gets its name. Narrow. And they're very neat when they fall. And you'd have a lot of a big mess the way you do with a lot of deciduous trees when their leaves drop. So keep in mind the willow oak, a wonderful, beautiful selection, a native tree for Louisiana shade trees that can be planted now. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.